BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, I'm Felicity Finch. And just before you head off to Ambridge, I want to ask you to support the BBC Radio 4 Christmas Appeal with St Martin in the Fields. Each year, the appeal helps thousands of people to journey away from homelessness and take their first steps back to a safe and secure place to live. Support workers across the country work with people in crisis, offering practical help and hope. You too can be part of that journey by supporting the BBC Radio 4 Christmas Appeal with St Martin in the Fields and donating online via the Radio 4 website. Whether you're a long-standing donor or this is your first year, thank you. Thank you for helping to create hope, change and dignity. I'm now off to Ambridge and I hope you enjoy this Archer's Omnibus podcast from the BBC.
Thanks for giving me a hand with these.
How many do we need?
Oh, a few more should do it. Helen doesn't want to open on a Sunday with a shortage of sprouts.
It's not even December yet.
Exactly. So, Dad, me and Natasha were discussing the pros and cons of the compost mulch for the trees last week at the conference.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I was saying I'm going for the compost, and she, and a couple of others, to be fair, started talking again about the benefits of wood chips, so I... What?
Nothing.
Oh, I sound like a numpty, don't I? I'm discussing mulch with my Nuffield friends.
Quite the opposite, Tom.
It's okay, you don't have to...
Me and your mum were so proud to see you up there giving your presentations.
Although I cocked it up a few times.
No one was any the wiser, son.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that, Dad. Right, I think that should do it.
I'm not just saying it. To see you in front of all those people, clean clothes, hair combed.
Hey.
You had your mother in tears. Not that she admitted it.
I'm glad you had a good time. Well, I felt bad leaving you guys at the do in the evening. It's just I don't know when I'll see some of the Nuffield lot again.
Exactly. Can't expect you to hang around with me and your mum all night.
Well, I'm really glad you could both be there.
Yeah. Tea break before we head back? I brought a flask.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. This'll warm us up.
Natasha was really pleased to see you both again.
She was very impressive, giving her talk.
Cool as a cucumber, unlike me.
Well, she does talks like that quite often, doesn't she? There you go.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, and I can see why. Although, she's really down to earth, you know? With all that confidence, there's no arrogance.
If you say so.
Just saying.
I hear you. And she reckons this wood chip's better than the compost, does she?
Yes. She does know a fair bit about trees and marketing. She's got a good business head on her shoulders.
A pretty head too, don't you think?
Yeah, well... Dad!
Sorry, I couldn't resist. You've been like the cat that got the cream since you got back.
Have you been speaking to Johnny?
You seem to be getting along well, that's all.
Very well, actually.
Oh?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, cheers to that, then.
No, honestly, Lily, it was a complete success.
Even though it was the first humble where you had to provide your own alcohol?
Yeah, I must admit I was a little bit nervous about that, especially since Rafe kicked up a fuss.
Yes, he did give me a funny look when he arrived. Like Simon Cowell about to pass judgment.
Well, you'll be pleased to know he's made a full 180-degree turn and is now keen for us to book Lower Loxley for next year too.
Really?
Honestly.
Mum will be chuffed.
And you should be. It's all good for Lower Loxley and fantastic for the hunt.
Oh, I'm really pleased. And so will Mum be when she's out of the bath.
How's she feeling?
Well, she's finally accepted that she's going to be poorly for a while, and if she doesn't lie down and take rest, she'll end up even worse for wear.
Oh, poor Elizabeth.
I know. I'm ironing her a few sets of clothes so she has them hanging in her wardrobe, ready for when she's up and about again. You know, with all the stress about Freddie and the licence and, well, me moving to Manchester, I think her immune system's shot.
But she's got all of us here. You needn't worry, Lily. I mean, it's your first year at university. I know everyone's got their work, but we can look in on her.
It's losing Geraldine that's really hit us hard. I just need to see her back on her feet, and then I'll be able to go.
Hello, Ben.
Gran, you've started already.
Nearly finished, actually.
What?
If we were waiting for you, we'd rename it Stir Up Wednesday, wouldn't we, Rosie?
I didn't realise you were starting so early.
Hello, you.
Only because Pip's taking this little one home soon, and I couldn't let her miss out on her first stir-up Sunday.
Oh, well done, Rosie.
Now, I'm going to get these puddings ready to steam, and then you can help with the mincemeat once Pip's taken Rosie.
Well, hang on, I haven't stirred it yet.
Ben, you really don't have to.
Don't have to what?
Pretend you're still interested. Honestly, I know you're only here because you owe Josh a favour.
Shh. I'm making my wish. To be honest, Gran, it was looking a bit ropey, that pudding mix.
Was it now?
But one stir by me and I think it's done the trick.
I'm sure it has.
Yeah, I'm known for my magic touch. So what did you wish for?
Oh, well, you first.
I wished for Bess to stop and lie down for longer. She gets a bit restless sometimes and can't stay still.
Why don't you let her in? I've got some ham left in the fridge.
She's all right, Gran. We can't spoil her, remember?
I know, but...
She'll never get her training down if she knows she can come in here and get treats from you.
Well, that's me told, isn't it, Rosie?
It's just that you'd done a lot of work before you decided on the compost.
Hey, Dad, you're flicking the mud off your boots onto mine. A man's allowed to change his mind.
As long as he knows why he's doing it.
Well, I looked into the wood chip, with the benefit of Natasha's knowledge too, and I reckon she was right. It's the one to go for.
You haven't even bought the trees.
Exactly. We're in the planning and preparation stages. She knows a company who can give us a good deal, and we've got the storage space.
But what's right for Natasha's orchards might not suit us.
We looked into it, honest.
Oh, that's great. But she's no farmer, is she?
Dad!
What? It's not an insult or judgment, it's just the truth.
You're right. She's not a farmer, Dad. She's a successful businesswoman whose business happens to rely on trees. Taking her opinions on board is a plus, not a negative.
I wasn't saying that. And
if you have any more questions about it, you can ask her yourself.
I can?
Yep, tomorrow. Mum's invited us over for dinner.
Oh, good. I mean, that's great.
There you are. Is that good? Yes, it is. Yes. There we go. Good girl.
Gran?
Oh, Ben, dear Lord, you startled me.
I thought you were fussing over Rosie.
Pip took Rosie home an hour ago. And Bess deserves some fuss, don't you? Yes.
Come on, Bess. Come on. Bess.
Right. Wash out that mixing bowl, will you?
So, how long have you been sabotaging my training programme?
If giving a living creature a bit of
No love... one takes me seriously about anything around here. At least you could.
Ben, that's not true. We were very impressed with your demonstration the other day.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if Bess gets into the habit of titbits from the kitchen, she won't want to work.
OK. Thank you. You mustn't feel no one takes you seriously.
I tried to show Josh some stuff with Bess, but he just took the... Well, he didn't have time. Bess is going to make a really good sheepdog one day soon. She's a quick learner.
And she has a very good shepherd to show her the ropes. You've got a knack with her.
She does zip around the fields at lightning speed.
Not unlike you.
Me?
Yes. I heard about that incident with the pickup that was found in a ditch in the lane. Now, don't take this the wrong way, love. You wouldn't be the first to go zipping round the farm, but... That wasn't you, was it?
No, Gran. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Only it was stolen. And whoever did it was on public lanes, not farmland.
Honest. Not guilty.
Good.
Why do I feel like you can see straight through me?
Because I can.
Me and Rory sometimes go round the farm in one of the cars. But we don't go onto public roads, honestly.
And?
It's nothing.
Ben?
Last time we were out, we hit a badger. That's all.
Were you driving?
Yeah. I went round to have a look, and for a split second, when I caught a glimpse of the blood, I mean, it could have been anything.
It is difficult, the first time you hit a living thing. But it's a hazard of the countryside, love.
But a life is a life. Rory might think it's one less badger to worry about, but it was alive, you know, wandering about, minding its own business. And then, splat.
Thank you for that image.
Sorry.
So, Rory is your partner in crime, is he?
Okay, so Mum's clothes are all hung in her wardrobe, and she said she'll be along once she's dressed and dried her hair.
Excellent.
Oh, it's so great to have you over, Auntie Sheila.
Oh, it's nice to be here. You know, I do miss having Freddie around at the stables. I got so used to him being there.
Yeah.
I've been writing to him.
Have you had a reply?
No.
No, same here.
Well, that mustn't stop us writing.
No, I guess not.
You speak on the phone, though. How is he?
Oh, it's hard to tell. Sometimes the queue is so long, if he doesn't get in line quickly, he misses out. Well, we miss out.
Oh.
I've sent a request to visit. I haven't told Mum, though, in case he's not up to it.
Ah, poor boy's going through enough. And here am I, wishing he could still be a companion for his old single aunt.
Auntie Sheila, you are not old. And the single bit, we could do something about.
Oh, don't! I've only just managed to disentangle myself from one complication in my life.
What we need is a handsome aristocrat to join the hunt. A Hugh Jackman / Bill Nighy type.
Okay, sold.
I think you're doing really well.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes I feel like I might just be coming out on the other side. Now, how's Manchester? I suppose you're itching to get back.
Well, yes.
Made many friends?
Oh, come on.
You must have made plenty.
Well, to be honest, we're settling into the flat, which isn't that close to campus, so I haven't had much of a chance to go out yet.
Oh, we?
A flat share.
Of course. Well, don't let that stop you. You should go out and join as many societies as possible.
I just feel bad with Freddie alone and Mum on her own here with loads to do.
Oh, she's a superwoman, you know that. Once your mum's better, she'll be back at her desk again.
Mm.
And you mustn't feel guilty about being away. You won't get your first year again.
I know.
This is just a blip. You should focus on Manchester.
I suppose. Mum and Geraldine have done most of the prep for Deck the Hall, but there are always last-minute glitches.
Mm.
The stall holders are arriving this week.
Oh, I saw where you're having the ice rig too.
Yes, they've changed it around a little to make room for this Canadian ice sculptor Geraldine booked.
Mm, sounds interesting.
You know the type. Big chunks of ice with one man and his chainsaw. So, are things okay now then with you and Uncle Alex?
Oh. It's okay. You can call him that. He'll still be your uncle, even when we're divorced.
I'm sorry. It must be tough.
Oh, I'm managing. But I must say, I'm not looking forward to December.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
We are a sorry little lot, aren't we? Flu, divorce.
Deck the Hall. I sound like a broken record, don't I?
No, like a young woman with a lot to do. Oh, that's what I meant to say. Why don't we have a word with Kenton? About a replacement for Geraldine.
Mm.
He might be able to speed things up. Have a few people in mind.
Yes, great. Anything to help.
Good. I'll call him. You've got enough to do.
Thanks, Auntie Sheila.
Then you can get right back to Manchester and pick up where you left off.
Are you sure you don't want a tea?
No, thanks. I've got to get the stew in the oven. Needs at least 3 hours.
Oh, right. Oh, that's good.
Don't get too comfortable, Tony. You need to bath and change. I've ironed you a nice shirt and a pair of trousers.
Why do we have to dress up?
A shirt and trousers isn't dressing up. It's just clean. So don't put that old cardi over the top. There's a fresh jumper on the chair.
All right. Did you know he's changing his mind about the compost?
What?
He's going with wood chip mulch now, apparently. Natasha said she can get him a deal.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yes, but
she was so impressive at the Nuffield presentation. Word perfect. And so calm in front of all those people.
She used to be in makeup.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's just a bit of a funny sidestep, isn't it? Cosmetics to fruit juice.
Maybe. Now, can you go up and have that bath, please? I want everything to be perfect.
Fine. I hate dinner guests.
Tony, our son is bringing his girlfriend home for dinner. After his recent history in the romance department, I want it to go smoothly.
No, you've done a tremendous job while I've been off, Hannah. Really, you have. But this is the second time a consignment's gone half empty.
It's a slight exaggeration, Neil.
OK, but 16 pigs short?
Because I was trying to...
It means the cost of transport won't have been spread over the optimum number of animals.
Yeah, but...
Which means the margin per animal is reduced.
I know that, Neil.
Then why did you let it happen? Twice? I mean, it's fine for you, but Muggins here will have to explain it to Justin when he wonders why the numbers look like they do. I mean, it'll have a significant effect on her monthly performance.
You finished?
Yes.
Good. Now, will you give me a chance to speak?
Go ahead.
So, normally, you'd be right. But in the present economic circumstances, you're wrong, Neil.
Oh, I don't believe I am.
The dry summer means the feed costs are rising.
Yes.
So, we're currently fattening pigs on feed we bought way back at a cheaper price.
Right.
So, if you take that into account... It's more efficient to take pigs to the top end of their target weight range rather than make up numbers with pigs from the bottom end.
OK.
I'm sure it'll be easy to understand when the figures come in. Justin seemed to get it when I spoke to him.
Oh, you spoke?
Yeah. I told him I reckon there'll be an improvement in profitability this quarter.
Yeah. OK, I see now. Oh,
hallelujah. So, can I go?
I don't understand why you didn't tell me when you took the decision the first time.
I didn't discuss it with you because I didn't think you should be stressing about work decisions when you're on the mend. That's what covering you means, Neil. I take the decision so you don't have to.
It would have been a phone call, nothing more.
Fine. We'll do next time.
Mm. Well, thanks, Mum. This is delicious.
It's my pleasure. Nice to have you both over.
I'm sorry we're having to eat a little earlier because of me.
No, not at all. It's no trouble, is it, Tony?
Dad?
What?
Never mind. Tom said it's an engagement party tonight.
Yes, I'm skipping the dinner part, thankfully. I'd much rather be here. I can't skip the after-dinner drinks, though, so Tom's agreed to be my plus one.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those snazzy American-style bars where they do all sorts of cocktails and chuck those shakers about.
You won't be saying that tomorrow morning at the crack of dawn.
I don't know. Might help with Susan.
Well, Tom, you've nothing to feel bad about.
What's that?
Well, after much deliberation, I've decided to call it a day with a kefir. I'm stopping production.
Surely not.
Unfortunately, yes.
After all the work you've put in, well, what's changed your mind?
We were looking over the figures, and really, it should have shown an increase in sales by now.
Mm.
Yes, but Tom's aware it's a niche product. Mm. That's why you've had a plan in place.
There's been no growth, Mum.
It's remained at a steady low, barely breaking even. Mm. You can't put all that time and money into a product that people around here aren't ready for.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
Oh, me too. We went through a number of marketing possibilities, but they'd use up funds and... Given the product isn't very lucrative in the first place, it doesn't justify the spend.
You'll be throwing good money after bad.
And Susan?
I'll have to broach it with her this week.
Will she be losing her pay rise?
Tom can't pay her for a job she's not doing.
Exactly, Dad.
I'm well aware of that, thank you.
Oh, sorry, I didn't...
No, it's just that the promotion and pay rise meant a lot to Susan.
Tom, she's worked with us for over 20 years.
Even so, it's not something that should ever affect a sound business decision.
I'm sorry.
Well, Natasha, you haven't touched your stew. Is everything okay?
She nibbles like a rabbit, Mum.
I do not.
You'll get used to it.
Although I am a bit of a grazer, you know, rather than three square meals.
If that's what you want to call it.
Actually, is there cinnamon in this?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't really like cinnamon.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Natasha.
No, please, Pat, I wouldn't have said ordinarily. It's such a nice spread. I didn't want you to think that I was being funny or wasteful. Mm.
Can I get you something else?
No, really. I'll have the lamb. It is delicious. I just might not sop up all the sauce and veggies.
It's fine, honestly. Isn't it, Mum?
Of course. I'm just sorry I didn't know. Otherwise, I could have made something else.
But to be fair, I don't eat much, Pat. It's a bad habit, really, from working late nights on business plans or research.
Oh, so she's in demand.
Tony and I were talking about how impressed we were with your speech last week.
Oh, yes, sorry. we were very impressed.
It's okay if you had a snooze in the middle, Tony. I can go on, given the opportunity.
I bet you can.
Nonsense, you were brilliant.
So, Natasha,
How did you go from makeup to farming?
Right, I'll clear this lot. If you're done.
Oh, OK. I'll help.
Me too.
No, you two sit. Tony will help. Won't take a minute. Tony?
Right.
I was still eating.
Were you? Because all I could hear was you chewing on your own foot.
What?
She's trying to make an effort. You just keep groaning into your plate.
Oh, come on, you heard them. He's giving up the kefir for crying out loud. When did that happen?
I know. But we are focusing on having a pleasant dinner.
Susan's going to hit the roof when she finds out.
Not tonight. Now, we go back in there and make nice talk until they leave. We've just got to get through dessert.
Put some cinnamon in it. It'll move things along.
Tony!
Oh, Susan!
Come in! Oh. Dinner will be another half hour, Neil, because... Oh, there they are.
Come again?
What are you doing in those trousers?
I'm wearing them.
Come on, up you get. Take them off, please.
I've only just got in, love. What are you...
Neil, Fallon needs clothes to make the costumes for the Canterbury Tales.
Why does she need my trousers?
I put them on the chair last night so I'd remember to take them over to Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, I thought you'd laid them out for me to wear.
Well, you were wrong.
You seem to be making a habit of that.
Come on, up you get. Oh, what are you being so grumpy about? Fallon can't make the costumes out of nothing, can she?
Oh, no, but why does it have to be my trousers? Am I supposed to just stand here half naked?
Oh, pipe down. There's no one here. And I've seen everything there is to see with you, love.
Will you please get me some other trousers?
Why have you been so miserable? Has something happened?
I had a bit of a to-do with Hannah before we finished for the day. I could have dealt with it a bit better than I did.
We'd better get off soon.
Oh, what a shame.
All good things.
Oh, Dad, before I forget, I think one of the posts is loose on the goat pen. Spotted it coming in tonight.
Really?
Yeah, it might be worth having a look before one of them gets out.
Glad you are.
Oh, Pat, I bought you a little something to say thanks for dinner.
Oh, Natasha, that's very kind, but there was no need, really.
Honestly, it's my pleasure. Open it.
Okay.
It's a firming, cooling eye gel. And that one's an under-eye concealer, you know, for dark circles.
Oh.
No, honestly, I use it myself all the time. Freshens you right up. It was the most popular product from my previous life in cosmetics. I swear by it.
Well, Natasha, is it OK if I nip out with Dad and check the goat pen?
Right.
No.
Sure. Actually, you do that and I can give Pat a demonstration with these.
Excellent. Well, come on, Dad.
Just be a minute, love.
Great.
Oh, come on, love. Heat up. It's not like you to let it go cold.
Got a bit of a headache.
Oh, you're not still thinking about Hannah.
Well, it made me look bad, that's all.
Oh, she's your subordinate. You're the manager. You shouldn't be worrying about her. It's a win-win, if you ask me.
Oh, how's that, then?
Well, if her plan fails, that's on her. And if it does well, then you've shown good leadership in listening to her ideas.
Except I didn't. She just did them anyway.
Oh, Justin won't know that. It's the burden of being a manager, Neil. Not everyone can do it or understand it. It's like me and Clary at the dairy. I mean, I knew she'd be a bit jealous about my promotion, but as a manager...
Only for the kefir.
Yes, for the kefir. We had to rise above it and carry on, be the bigger person. Well, it's not easy, I'll admit. But you'll get the hang of it eventually. You're just not a natural like me. It'll take a bit of work.
I mean, cinnamon. Cinnamon, who doesn't like cinnamon?
You're sitting on my nightie.
Oh, sorry. And when she presented you with that makeup, I did feel bad, Pat, leaving you with her, but I had to go with Tom, didn't I? And she actually put it on you.
Yes.
Oh, poor you.
Yes, Tony, exactly. Poor me. It was me that cooked that dinner with cinnamon and watched her push it around her plate. Me that had to keep kicking you under the table because you're like a dog with a bone when it comes to kefir and mulch. And as for the makeup, it was me that had to sit there with her little pristine fingers tippy-tippy-tapping under my eyes for God knows how long because I needed a double dose of concealer for my dark circles, apparently.
She actually said that.
Tony!
I'm sorry.
And yet you're the one who hasn't stopped moaning since this afternoon because you had to wear a clean shirt.
Oh, love, I...
Thank you. And agreed. Perhaps our son's romance is with a woman who might be a little confident in areas she's not as experienced in. But all I wanted was a nice dinner to celebrate Tom finally finding someone. So, if it's okay with you, I'd like to go to sleep.
I meant to say, your eyes look amazing, Pat. You got to hand it to the girl. She might not know much about farming, but she obviously knows cosmetics.
Good night.
I insisted that I was happy to drive on Friday.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Kenton. Yeah, it is a long way. Mum is so ecstatic that Freddie will see her, though. I don't think she'll notice.
Well, we'll both be there to look after her.
Ah, I really thought I might be able to wangle it. I desperately want to see Freddie too, but... Well, one of us is going to have to stay behind, and it definitely shouldn't be Mum.
Really? Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, I know. But Friday's the worst day for it. I have to make sure all the checks are done on the ice rink and the Canadian ice sculptor's arriving.
An ice sculptor? You're really taking it in your stride, aren't you?
Yeah, trying to.
Well, don't worry. We'll get this manager position sorted and you can get back to uni.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to call Russ... someone.
He knows you've got your hands full.
Who?
Russ.
Yeah, you know. Mum told you.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'm sure he understands.
Mm. Yeah, but he's been having a rough time of it.
Really?
Yeah, he's not working at the moment. We're still only just settling in.
Yeah, he's a grown man, Lily. Surely he can look after himself for a couple of days.
Uncle Kenton, if Mum's spoken to you, then you'll know he's lost his job and moved to another city for my sake.
Your sake?
Yes.
The man broke his marriage vows and college policy in one fell swoop. He must have thought that... Well...
What?
All I'm saying is, a move to a big city, miles away from his ex-wife and ex-college, is pretty handy, wouldn't you say?
You're being unfair. Anyway, he resigned. He wasn't fired.
No, I'm being honest. And if he hadn't resigned, he'd have probably been kicked out, and rightly so.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way about someone I happen to love.
Oh, Lily.
Someone whose only fault is that he chose to leave a dead marriage to make a life with me, a consenting adult.
Oh, come on.
If society chooses to judge him negatively...
Which it does.
Then...
And with good reason...
Then two fingers to society.
Well, if that's how you feel...
It is.
Well, then, as you say, you're both adults...
You know, I honestly can't believe your attitude.
My attitude? You were a student. Russ should have known better. It was time that the college knew.
What did you say?
Well, someone had to bring it to their attention.
So it was you? You were the one who shopped Russ to the principal?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Lily, look.
Lower Loxley Hall, Lily Pargeter speaking.
Otherwise, it's all running smoothly.
Excellent. And as I say, it's good to see you back and well.
Oh, thank you, Justin. And for the chair. That's very thoughtful.
Well, it does wonders for one's back. We've had it at the BL office for a while now. One of the staff got it while she was pregnant.
Oh.
So, if you could arrange to collect it... It won't fit in my car, unfortunately.
Ah.
Or can I arrange for someone to bring it over?
Oh, no, I'll ask Ed whenever he's heading Borchester way.
Excellent. Now, I'd better get to my costume consultation with Fallon. She's constructing the costumes out of unwanted clothes.
Ah, no, Susan's had my trousers off me. Literally.
Oh, is Hannah in?
Yeah, she's in with the pigs, no.
Oh, how do you think she did while you were recovering?
Oh, good. Yeah, good. She was very...
Industrious, I thought.
That too.
Quick on her feet, that girl, the way she redressed the issues of rising feed costs after the summer we've had. I'm thinking of giving her a bonus this month. What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be nice for her. Yeah.
Well, do keep me posted when the quarterly figures come in, uh-huh. And her changes to the weekend rota. Let me know how that fares after the trial run.
Oh, yeah, of course, Justin. Yeah, I will do.
Of course, yes. No, 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 no problem at all. Happy to help. OK, thank you. Bye, bye. Are you still here?
Look, whether you like it or not, the guy was out of order having a relationship with a student.
I wasn't his student.
Look, it wasn't malicious, Lily. Your mum was already under pressure, and then when you and Russ made your revelation, she was beside herself.
Mum was fine with it, is fine. I think you should leave.
No, Lily, we need to discuss a manager
Please
for Lower Locksley.
Leave, Uncle Kenton.
Oh, don't be daft. Your mum needs a manager here.
Fine. Then I'll go.
Now you're being childish.
Oh, how dare you? First you tell me what a brilliant job I'm doing running this place, and then you accuse me of childishness. Like I can't be mature enough to make a choice about the man I love.
Oh, no. Sit down.
Well, I can make that decision, and I have. Do you know what's awful about this? You're so busy extolling the virtues of a bloody college policy that you can't even see the disruption and distress you've caused me and Russ.
Will you just listen?
No! You can't lecture me. You're not my dad.
Lily! Lily, come back here.
I think I've heard enough.
Right.
Oh, far be it from me to comment on the sartorial virtues of the Middle Ages, but isn't this a lady's jacket?
Well, it is that, but with the magic of these hands...
Oh!
Oops, sorry. Yeah. It'll be transformed into a glorious overcoat. And this will be the bodice for the... What, like a waistcoat, but not as fitted.
Oh.
Don't worry, all will be well in the end. It's the colour we want. It jumps right out at you. It's open! There. So, I have your measurements, and this will be finished soon, hopefully.
Finally, me.
Hi, Susan.
Susan.
Oh, Justin, hello. Oh, you look...
No, careful now, the designer's present.
Oh, I'll sign them more, then.
You got me more stuff, then? Careful as you take it off, Justin, there are pins everywhere.
Yeah, right. I certainly have.
Oh, thank you, Fallon. That was a mostly painless consultation.
Well, it's just measurements, really. It's Linda who insists on calling it a costume consultation.
Costume consultation. It's got the whiff of Snell all over it.
I'll see myself out, ladies. Bye.
Thanks, Justin.
Bye.
Come on, then. Show us what you got.
Well, I've got a few things of nails, and Chris sent a couple of bits.
Oh, great. We can pop them in the basket with the others.
Yeah, I haven't got round to Emma's yet. Oh, she's so busy.
Yeah, I know. She's covering for me right now with Tyler. Mm. Are you coming to the Stitch and Bitch tonight in the tea room? Some of the group said they'd help me with the costumes.
Oh, will Linda be there?
Well, hardly. According to Harrison, rehearsals are all over the place, but you'd know more about that.
Oh, what can I tell you, Fallon? Except some things never change, including Linda Snell. She's after Neil, you know.
What?
For stage manager.
Oh, of course, yeah. How is he?
Oh, better. Except he keeps thinking he can survive without his painkillers. Mm. Now, let's see what you've got in your basket. Oh, Fallon, that's gorgeous. Is it one of yours? Who'd want to give that away?
Ah, how did that get in there?
Gorgeous colours.
Yeah, it's Nick's. It was Nick's.
Oh.
She left it in the tea room this once and wouldn't take it back. She said it suited me more than it did her.
Oh, how kind.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you put it on now, eh? I'm sure she'd like that.
It's me!
Oh, hi!
But it's going to have to be a quickie.
Oh!
I've only got half an hour. I need to make and consume a cheese sandwich in that time too.
Oh, right. Well, I'd better leave you two lovebirds to your lunchtime quickie.
All right, Susan.
Yes, thank you. And don't worry, I'm on my way out. Eh?
Susan, Harrison's not here to...
No, we're not one to judge Fallon, especially not newlyweds.
What's that then?
I had a similar moment with Neil yesterday. It was like pole dark standing in my own living room. Except, of course, it was his trousers Neil had off, not his shirt. Anyway, I'd better go and give him his painkillers. Forgot him again this morning. I'll see you at the Stitch the Bitch if I can make it. Bye!
See ya, and it's Stitch and Bitch. She's thinking about Linda again.
Oh. Poldark? What was that about?
I have no idea. Now, get your kit off, quick.
What? You mean?
Yes! No, not for... What's wrong with everybody? everybody today. No, I need you to try your costume on.
Oh.
So what are you going to tell Linda?
Will you sit down, please, Susan? I'm not even halfway through my lunch and you'll give me indigestion.
Well, she needs to know whether she's got a stage manager or not.
Oh, for crying out loud. Can I just eat a sandwich in peace?
You always get grumpy when you've forgotten to take your tablets.
I am not grumpy because of the pain.
No.
Will you sit down?
Oh, fine.
Now, Justin was in this morning.
Oh, hang on a sec. Go ahead, love.
Anyway, he was on about Hannah. He's thinking of giving her a bonus. Not that she doesn't deserve it, like, but... are you even listening?
Oh, it's only Clara. She can leave a message. Yes, Neil. I'm all ears.
Lunch is ready.
Ta-da! Well, that's not the reaction I expected.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's just that...
is this what I came on for? When I should be fighting crime on the mean streets of Borsetshire?
Oh, sorry. No, it's just... it's so not you. But it's perfect for your characters.
So this is my imprisoned knight costume?
Yes.
And when I'm Nicholas, the randy student?
Oh, you've got a waistcoat to go over that. Neaten you up a bit and a change of boots.
Excellent. Well done, wifey.
You didn't just say that.
I did, and I meant it. Oh, is that my lunch?
You can't eat in your costume.
Oh, it's a cheese sandwich. Anyway, I'm a prisoner. Isn't he meant to be grubby?
Yeah, well, knock yourself out.
Hey, that scarf's nice. Is it new?
Oh, Susan liked it too. No, it was Nick's.
Oh.
It was in the costume basket. You know, I can't help thinking that Nick would be pleased if she knew I used it.
She would.
But I can't, though, can I? I mean, what if Will and the kids come to see the show? They'd recognise it.
I think they'd be chuffed. They know she loved that kind of thing.
You think?
Yeah, I do. You don't have to cut it up or anything. Maybe someone could wear it as it is, as a scarf. Like Chaucer or the host.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's nice.
Do you know what I think's nice?
Do tell, Sir Knight.
December's nearly here. And we're about to have our first Christmas... as Mr. and Mrs. Burns.
Burns and Rogers, actually.
You know what I mean.
She's really got herself into Justin's good books. I felt a fool needing a special chair while Hannah's is blue-eyed. Oh, there she goes again with her phone.
No.
What?
Neil.
What is it, love?
I've got to go now.
Well, is everything all right?
No, it's not. My career is in jeopardy.
What?
Clary's just messaged me. Tom's going to stop making the kefir.
What? Stop it altogether?
Well, that's what Clary's heard. If Bridge Farm Dairy stops kefir, what's going to happen to my pay rise, eh?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
And my management role.
Oh, Susan, love.
Oh, I will not be demoted, Neil. This was my step up. Finally, after years of hard work, I am a natural manager. And if anyone tries to push me back down, I will not give up without a fight.
So, as you can see, it's a pretty quick tour.
It's nice. Cozy.
That's one word for it.
It's cleaner than I expected.
Good. Well, I mean, yeah. We're good at keeping on top of it.
All of you, or does Hannah have to do the heavy lifting?
Well, actually, Hannah's the least tidy out the lot of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, me and Johnny always having to pick up after her. We do most of the washing up, the laundry. Yeah, well, you should see the kitchen after the...
Well, aren't you the domestic goddess?
Hannah! I'm sorry, I didn't know you were in.
Neil gave me the morning off, because I've stayed late a couple of nights. Hannah, housemate, apparently the messy one. Natasha, girlfriend.
Oh, I've heard a lot about you. Pleasure.
Ditto. I'm about to put the kettle on, if anyone fancies a brew.
No, thanks. We're heading out in a bit. We can grab one on the go.
Up to you. I'll be in the kitchen. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too, Hannah. She's nice.
Yeah, she's great. Johnny, too.
Oh, I'm just going to nip out to the car and make a couple of work calls.
Sure, though you can do them from here if you want.
No, I'm fine. I'll bib the horn when I'm done.
Sdumi ni mosha dasei opish. Opish.
Roy,
I didn't see you there.
Where else would I be? Shouldn't you be on reception?
Yes, I'm simply grabbing some stationery.
Okay.
I thought Cathy said you had the rest of the day off.
Yeah, she's covering me, bless her.
But you're still here?
Not for long.
Could I look through those, please? I have a page or two I printed a moment ago.
Oh, Linda.
Thank you, Roy.
Canterbury Tales rehearsal schedule.
Yes, that's mine.
How many are there?
20.
Oh.
5.
Hey?
25 plus a few spares.
Linda!
Well, as you know, Roy, Oliver is a very community-minded person who's happy to subsidise such creative endeavours. Unlike Bulgarian for Beginners and Hotel Work in Bistritz. Oh, Roy, you're not thinking...
I am, as it happens. Is Ian in?
Yes, of course he is.
Great. Well, Adam's definitely working, so Lexi should be alone.
But, Roy, surely you need to think... Oh!
I love her, Linda, and I've got a plan. Wish me good luck.
Good luck!
Hannah?
Thought I'd better pull my weight, seeing as though I'm the mucky one around here. It'll save you and Johnny having to pick up after me.
Look, I'm sorry, I just...
Crikey, Thomas, I'm joking. Yes, I get it. The nerves have shown Natasha around your pad.
Our pad? And I'm sorry if we woke you.
Well, sadly not. Neil may have given me the morning off, but I still woke up at the crack of dawn.
Oh, shame. But nice to get some time off. You can chill when we're out the way. Hmm.
A small part of me suspects Neil wants me off work so we can go over the numbers again, checking over my every decision.
Neil's not like that.
Yeah. He said something about Susan. She was pretty cut up about something.
Well, that'll be me deciding to stop making kefir.
Oh?
Yeah, we made Susan kefir manager, a nominal promotion with a small pay rise, but she's clinging to it like her life depended on it.
Sounds serious.
Oh, why do you think I'm avoiding the dairy today?
Lexi! Lexi!
Roy?
Are you going in or coming out?
Out? I've got the shift at the chicken factory.
Oh, you got a job?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
No.
Anyway, glad I caught you. Just need a word.
Yeah, I thought we agreed not to see each other
again. Yeah, but the thing is, domine soye sob... Oh, hang on.
Roy?
Oh, look, when I'm not out of breath and excited, I'll do it properly. But just imagine that I said, words can't describe my love for you.
Roy.
That was in Bulgarian, of course.
You'd better come inside.
Oh, thanks.
I thought we decided...
Yeah, just sit down, please, Lexi. You don't have to think anything. Just listen.
What are those?
These? Well, okay. You see, I've been thinking about our last conversation. And the biggest frustration is that you set everything out so clearly, I didn't have any choice but to agree.
Yeah,
except, I don't agree with you, Lexi. Well, I do, and I don't.
Okay, I'm confused.
Well, okay, hear me out. I agree, you can't make a life here without your girls. But we've been thinking about this whole situation the wrong way round. Okay, so we met in England, but why should that automatically mean that you're the one who has to move here to make it work?
Roy,
see, this stuff, this is just a few days' research into language lessons, places to live near you, places to work. I mean, people come here for jobs. Why can't I go with you? See, look at this place. It's practically the same size as Grey Gables, maybe a little bigger. And it's only a 20-minute commute from Bistritza.
Oh, no.
Yes! I love you, and I'm not willing to give up like this. You don't have to leave the girls and come to England. I can come to Bulgaria with you.
No, she seems really nice. Honestly. Pretty, too.
But?
She won't walk in on us, will she?
No, she's on a call. I'm meeting her outside. Why?
Tom, don't take this the wrong way, but she doesn't know about us, does she?
Us?
Yeah, our arrangement.
God, no.
I thought not.
Well, you're not thinking of telling her?
I'm not, but maybe you should.
What? What, do you think I'm mad?
Steady on, it's just a suggestion.
Yeah, to tell my new girlfriend that I used to, you know, with my housemate.
At least it'll keep things honest and above board.
That's a bit too honest for my liking.
And that right there is the problem.
It's not a lie or anything, Hannah. It's just a simple omission.
And what if it's all going swimmingly and then she finds out that you and me used to sleep together? That would be weird. And believe me, it'll seem like some big, huge lie. Not just a simple omission.
How am I supposed to tell her something like that?
It's like ripping a plaster off. Quick and clean. No beating about the bush.
I wouldn't even know how to... And what will she say?
Whatever she says, Tom. It'll be a whole lot better than what she'll be saying when you're 6 months into a relationship and she suddenly discovers you were having sex with your housemate.
I need to go.
I don't understand. Why won't you hear me?
I am hearing you. I just don't...
You don't feel the same?
Don't say that. You know that's not true.
So then?
But it doesn't mean you can Google Bistritza and imagine a life over there.
But that's my choice, Lexi. Okay? I'm choosing it.
And what about Phoebe?
I admit, it's not going to be easy, but Phoebe has a life of her own in Oxford.
And in the holidays? Or when she's finished her studies?
Well, Kate's here now. It's not like Phoebe's got nowhere to come home to. Plus, she can come and stay with me, with us, in the holidays. She's grown up.
And Abby?
I know you think I haven't thought this through, but...
She's 10 years old.
Well, she can spend every holiday with us too.
No 10-year-old should have to catch a plane to see her dad. You can't just be a father for the holidays. You'd hate it. I know you would. I did. I've worked away a lot since my girls were Abby's age, even younger. But it was to survive because I had to, and I hated it.
And I get that. That's why I'm doing this. You can't just decide everything on my behalf, Lexi. That's not fair.
I've thought about this for weeks now. Weeks before I came back. I didn't find one picture of us in my mind where the people we care about don't miss out. Either my daughters or yours.
Well, then maybe we could...
Our choices are not just our own. Not just each other's. I can't refuse to live here for the sake of my children and be happy that you're leaving yours to come and live with me.
But Lexi, you're giving up too easily.
Don't say that. You have no idea how difficult this is for me. I think you should leave now. I have to get to work.
Well, so that's it, then?
I'm sorry, yes.
Stalemate.
I wasn't sure how to tell you, if at all, but I just didn't want you finding out further down the line and thinking... Well, actually, what are you thinking?
Wow.
Is that a good wow or a bad wow?
I mean, I know it's a thing nowadays, friends with benefits and all that, but I've never actually known anyone who's done it successfully.
Right.
I really appreciate you being honest with me, Tom.
But?
No buts. I'm really glad you told me. Gosh, I'm not sure any of the men I know would have the guts.
Well, I have been bricking it, but... I hope you know that I told you because I want to be honest. Because I really like you.
I really like you too.
And Hannah?
Well, are you guys really, what would the term be, finished?
Yes, whatever the term, we're no longer friends with benefits, just friends.
Good then. What?
Nothing. I suppose I can't believe you've taken it in your stride like that.
Look, whatever happens before two people get together is history as far as I'm concerned. So long as she's not going to be uncomfortable around us. I mean, she didn't seem it today.
But she's fine with it. She was really pleased we got together. Now, wait till you get to know her. She's not your regular girl, Hannah.
So we're good?
Yes, we're all good.
Right then. I'll get you back to Ambridge.
It's no use, Robert. I can't think of anyone the right age who's willing to take on the roles. This may be the year I've bitten off more than I can chew. My downfall at the hands of Geoffrey Chaucer. Oh, hang on a second, Robert, I'll call you back. Roy! I thought you were taking the day off. Oh, I take it the plan to emigrate to Bulgaria...
Smashed to pieces.
Oh, Roy.
She heard me out, but stood her ground. It's over, Linda.
Oh. Matters of the heart are crashing, Roy. And yet, they are the fireflies we chase in the gardens of our minds.
Well, what am I going to do with myself now?
Well, Since you mentioned
when
it...
When Lexi went home, all I could do was work and make plans for when she came back. And now, this is it. Work and work.
And as you know, all work and no play makes Roy...
a miserable, lonely git.
Roy, I think you need a role in my production of the Canterbury Tales. Two roles, in fact. Perhaps more.
Linda.
Now, the very worst thing for a broken heart is endless hours alone, wishing things had worked out differently. You need a distraction.
What, and standing about in a cold barn spouting Chaucer is going to help, is it?
Roy! It is only for the awful predicament in which you currently find yourself that I'll forgive you your words. We do not spout Chaucer. Now, you'd be John, a student in the Bailiff's Tale, a joyous celebration of human desire.
Yeah, oh, fine, I'll do it.
The Canterbury Tales is a treasure... What was that?
I said I'll do it. Whatever. It's not like I'm going to have anything else to do.
Do you know yet where you'll be going once it sells?
You mean if it sells?
No, you need to be more positive, Brian, for Jennifer's sake.
Don't. I practically begged Linda to let me attend this rehearsal. I literally offered to read in for anyone. She still auditioned me over the phone.
Oh, you sound desperate.
Honestly, one sniff from a potential buyer. Jenny's had my entire week booked out for viewings, all of them disappointing. Couldn't face another afternoon trawling musty rentals. I don't know what's got into her.
Well, perhaps if you knew where you might be going once the house sells, she'd feel less uncertain about things.
Yes, but she's just clutching at straws. There's nothing decent on the rental market at the moment. Not if we want to be close.
That'll change.
In the meantime, she's convinced herself she likes this boring old bungalow somewhere between Durrington and Netherbourne.
Oh, is that where she's taken Lillian?
One of a few. Must admit, I can't make head nor tail of Linda's rehearsal schedule.
Well, probably because it's constantly being followed up by frantic emails changing everything around. I suspect that our beloved director's got her hands full with this one.
No, Fallon. I clearly stipulated that it must be green. The yeoman is recognised by his green jacket. Forest green, bottle green, possibly even sea green at a push, but... this is turquoise, erring on blue.
Linda!
Hang on, please, Fallon. Yes?
I've moved the hay bales the way you wanted. We're going to be much longer. I mean, don't feel like hanging around.
Roy, what colour is this?
Blue.
Did you hear that, Fallon? Thank you, Roy. We're waiting on a few other cast members and then we'll begin. He said blue, Fallon, not green or even greenish, but blue. Oh, what's the use? Jazza, please start the warm-ups we've been doing. You can show Roy.
There you are.
I'll call you back later.
Right, Roy. Ready for a warm-up? Last time she did singing with breakfast. Fancy a bit of that?
Not really.
Top marks for enthusiasm, pal. I'm off for trying on my costume, but it's a bit nippy in here to get out my coat, let alone my clays.
Gentlemen, I apologise for the delay in starting. I've had cancellations from several tellers whom I wanted to rehearse together this evening. Now...
You okay there, Linda?
Roy, I'm so sorry, after all your help, but this rectangular design isn't working for me. Mm. You see, the bales denote the performance space, and these straight lines and square edges... No, what we need is a more semicircular affair, a staging that embraces the cast rather than penning them in like animals.
Right.
Except we're in a barn, Linda.
Mr. McCreary, by the time our first performance is shared with the world...
You mean village?
This barn will be elevated to the status of theatre. Now, if you two could kindly semicircle that rectangle.
Aye, I'll give Roy a hand. Keep me warm if I'm moving.
Excellent.
Yeah?
Hiya. Oh, going somewhere?
Just the bull. I've had a good day today. And much as I've got an early start in the morning, I fancy a drink.
Oh, what's got you so chirpy?
Justin's given me a bonus this month for stepping up and covering Neil.
Good. You deserve it.
Yeah, I do.
I told you your ideas were good.
Anyway, what are you up to?
Why do you lot make that face when you're putting mascara on?
What lot?
You know, girls, women, females.
Beats me. Why don't you ask Natasha?
Oh, I can't.
My early days.
No, we broke up.
Why?
Well... did what you suggested, but...
Oh, Tom!
Got ya!
Idiot.
No, seriously, I owe you a big thanks, mate. I spoke to her and...
You mean you told her about us?
As was, yeah.
I can't believe you've done it already. I thought you'd bottle it.
Nope. In fact, I did it straight away. Like you said, quick and clean.
And?
And she was brilliant. I mean, as far as she's concerned, the past is the past, hers and mine. And she really likes you.
Nice. So she wasn't funny about me living here?
No. She asked if you might be uncomfortable, but she wasn't threatened by you at all. Result, eh?
Yeah, result.
Well, I'd better jump in the shower. We'll probably see you later. We can all have a drink together. Oh, and she might stop over tonight. That's okay, isn't it?
Of course.
Cheers, mate.
Like I said, Roy's had to get home. To the pub all night.
Oh, lucky Roy.
Oh. Okay, fine. Brian, that's one more you'll need to read in, please.
Oh, right, you are.
Justin, are you in your costume yet?
Yes!
Hey, Justin!
Oh, Justin, well done.
Thank you. Now, remember, you're all in costume, so you're in character now. Brian, yeah? That jacket denotes you as a performer for whatever you're reading in.
Oh, fair enough.
I wonder... Justin, could you unbutton your shirt a little more?
Oh, easy there, Linda.
But why?
Well, so we can see a little more of his chest hair. Oh. Maybe even get a medallion tangled up in it.
But it's not his chest hair, Linda. It's mine. And... No. No. Come on, lads.
It's 4 weeks to Christmas. Our first performance is closer than I dare to think, and everyone seems to treat rehearsals as some kind of joke, including Lillian, who hasn't even turned up.
Sorry. Sorry, Linda.
Don't be sorry, just be brilliant. Now, Summoner, we need to see a little more of your chest hair.
I'm just not sure what it'll bring to...
Justin, your character is a debauched, indulgent, immoral drunk.
Perfect casting there, Linda.
Thanks, Jessa.
So it is in character for him to expose himself. So to speak. It's perfectly befitting.
Can I just say, I see your point, and I agree completely, Linda.
Shut up, Brian.
Me and all. Go on, mate, Justin. Pop the buttons.
You're not helping, Jazza.
Brian started it.
Started what?
Whoever started it, it finishes here.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, right. Back to the Friar's Tale. Brian, if you would kindly read in for the Fiend. I'm afraid we're sans Richard Thwaite again today, as well as a few others.
Sure.
Right, so we'll go from where the Summoner sets out.
Yeah,
he's not gone far when a stranger appears. Suddenly there and riding just ahead.
Today, I'm off to turn the screws on some clapped-out old... Oh, I'm sorry, Linda, but what's this on my sleeve?
I have no idea.
Well, it looks rather dubious to me.
I must say, this jacket smells a bit musty.
Exactly. Have these clothes been laundered?
I'm sure Fallon is very meticulous.
It's probably pig muck, Justin. I wouldn't worry about it.
Pig muck?
Aye. Your jacket sleeves were a pair of my old work trousers in a past life.
Really? Trousers? She's very good, is Fallon.
Aye, it was the colour she liked the most.
No, I'm sorry, everyone, but are you telling me I've literally got my hands up Jazza's trouser legs? No, laugh if you wish, Jazza. But may I remind you, you also are wearing other people's cast-offs.
As long as I'm in my own skids, I'll be all right.
Well, it's other people's skids I'm worried about.
Gentlemen, quite. Please, let's rein this back in. We have a rehearsal to get through.
But I can't...
And, Justin, may I assure you, on behalf of our most well-intentioned costume department, we do not recycle anyone's skids.
See, the thing is, Hannah... A Benitza is not an easy thing to make from scratch.
You said, Roy.
She didn't touch it. She didn't even touch it. See, that's when I knew that something was wrong. Right, I'm going to get some more drinks.
Actually, I've got an early start.
Come on.
Hey, guys. Where are you?
Jutta!
Hi, mate. It's me.
Sit down. I'm getting the drinks in.
Sorry.
Oliver!
Get some drinks in, Billy
Powell. Take it, he's been in here for the past few hours.
Yep.
Hiya.
How's everyone doing this evening?
Don't ask, I'm just back for the rehearsal for hell.
Oh?
Well, we may have concerned with Roy, but...
Oh, yeah, he and Lexi are going through a bit of a rough patch.
Actually, I think they called it quits today, or she did anyway.
Well, me and Natasha are over there. Why don't you join us? We can all cheer up Roy together.
Sounds good.
I think he's hurting quite badly. It's not exactly the best company for a newly forged couple to spend time with. Plus, he's had a few.
Oh, right.
But you guys go. Don't worry. I'll see that he's okay.
No, oh, I'll help. Better than being a third wheel at Tom's table, eh?
Okay. Well, thanks, Hannah. Have a good night, and if you change your mind...
Sure, pal. See you.
Yeah, see you, Tom. Right, I'm just going to nip to the ladies.
Well, after 3 hours we linger and Justin's horns up my briefs, this night might just turn out to be all right after all.
What? Maybe I don't want to know.
It's really good of you to stick by Roy the night, but...
Can't leave a broken heart to drink alone.
And just across the way, a new love blooms, eh? Yeah. Idiots. Better off footless and fancy-free.
Yep.
Steady on there, woman. You've got work in the morning.
You're going to have to catch us up, Jazza. Didn't take you for the sensible type.
You're on. Hey, Roy. Quit chewing all of us here off and get some whiskies in, eh?
What does it say?
Sorry, darling. Drinks turned into dinner. We're 10 minutes away.
Oh. Well, that means half an hour at least.
Oh, let him have some fun.
Speaking of fun, what are you going to do if Linda insists on this chest hair exposure?
Oh, I mean, really, I think I'll just call it a day.
Oh, surely not. At least not before you've tried the medallion.
No, don't! And I thought it was just going to be a bit of fun at Christmas.
Nonsense. You were really rather good when you got going.
Well, not an easy feat with you and Jazza in the wings, which reminds me, I must pop and have a word with Fallon about the costumes.
You know, I was just thinking this could be our last Christmas here.
I must say, I've always liked this place. With you in it, of course. Oh, that's yours.
That'll be Jenny adding another 10 minutes to their journey back. Oh, see, I was right. Oh, I missed a call and a message. Give me a second, Justin. It was the estate agent.
Of course.
Roy, listen, pal.
Look, I just want to see and say... Say... Yeah, I don't want to say.
Seriously, Roy, you're a wee bit the worse for wear. You're in no state to waking Lexi up. You need to sleep it off. You can see her tomorrow. Look, can you make it all right?
Yeah, of course. Oh. I'm fine.
Just make sure you take care of yourself, buddy. Oh, Hannah, that grass is soaking after the rain we've had today.
I think you're right.
Oh. What about him?
Yeah.
Okay, one foot in front of the other, remember?
Hang on. No, scrub that. She's staying over.
Eh?
I don't want to go home tonight.
All right, so what are we going to do with you then?
I have no idea.
Well, I suppose you could keep in my wee broom cupboard. You could sleep in the piano.
Oh, Jazza, I thought you'd never ask.
Everything okay?
Yes, as it happens.
Good.
Someone's put an offer in.
And?
Well, it's not the asking price, but it isn't much below either. And if Jenny's in agreement, there'll be no reason not to accept it.
Perfect. I'm pleased for you.
So, this could be our last Christmas here after all.
I'll have a quick bite before we start off again.
Oh, good.
Oh, did you hear? Brian and Jennifer have had an offer on the house.
Have they?
Yeah. No one knows who from. Brian said someone viewed it on behalf of the buyer.
Do you think they'll accept?
Well, they want to sell, so if the money's right.
Suppose. We're not far now, are we?
No, don't worry. Look, I'll wolf this down and then we can get back on the road.
Sorry for being so impatient.
No, totally understandable. But they won't let us in if we get there early.
It's a shame Lily had to stay behind. To be honest, I was relieved when she offered to. That's terrible, isn't it?
No.
It's just wild horses couldn't stop me seeing Freddie. After last time, I honestly didn't think he'd ever let me visit again.
Elizabeth?
Well, he's been so difficult to read over the phone. I mean, I do most of the talking.
Well, you know, to be fair, he has a lot to get used to.
At least we'll be face-to-face again, so I can see for myself how he's doing.
Could you put this in the bag and then we can dump it when we get there?
Did you even bother to chew?
You sound like Jolene. You know, it's hard for boys, this kind of thing. I mean, he probably wanted to get acclimatised first, find his feet, so you could see he's doing okay.
Boys, he is just a kid at heart.
I could curse that judge for choosing to make an example of Freddy.
Rex!
Oh, hey, Lily. I'm here to collect Mr. Greenwood.
Oh, I know. I saw him jump into a car with a colleague about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Rex.
No, you got nothing to apologise for. I'll be off then.
Actually, I came out for a breath of fresh air. Oh. Should have left my phone inside.
You're right.
No. I'm trying to escape Deck the Hall.
Ah, of course. It opens tomorrow.
Yes, and I have disgruntled stallholders stalking me with a million requests, a.k.a. thinly veiled demands. And every time I try and deal with anything, people keep asking for Geraldine or my mum.
That can't be
easy. I mean, people keep telling me what a good job I'm doing while mum's down with the flu, but I feel like I'm winging it most days. And then I've got my boyfriend calling, expecting me back any minute. I mean, I'd rather be in Manchester or in the car with mum on the way to see Freddy, but of course, that means hours and hours in a confined space with Uncle Kenton. Honestly, I've had it up to here with a lot of it.
Right. Anything else?
Sorry, Rex.
Oh, no, hey, stop apologising. You got a lot on your plate. Come here. Hey. There's more, isn't there?
It's Christmas.
Christmas?
I mean, we haven't even talked about it. Not one word. No shopping, no presents. No Dad. No Freddy.
Oh, mate.
And the worst thing is... Ouch.
Oh, what?
Oh, there's a pine needle in your jumper.
Oh, don't. Some bloke had me driving to and from a tree seller's in Hollerton yesterday. Put the tree on the back seat. Now there are pine needles all over the cab. I mean, who puts their tree up this early?
Rex.
Yeah?
You're a genius. Could you do me a massive favour? Paid, of course.
Hungry hippo?
Got it.
Operation?
Got it. Is that the best you can do?
Yahtzee.
Oh, I got it.
What, you've got Yahtzee?
Yes!
Okay, well that's 100% improvement right there. I might actually start coming out of choice now.
Cheeky.
Reckon the name could do with some attention.
No, it's a description. It's not a name. Board game night at the tea room.
It's busy enough for sure. There's a fair few youngsters in it, no?
Yeah, I know. It's the same with the Stitch and Bitch. Jazza, you're worse than Tyler. Since when have you had a chat with your phone in your hand?
Since I've been body swerved by Hannah.
What is?
She won't phone me back, text me, or WhatsApp me.
Did something happen between you? Mum said that you guys were trolleyed with Roy last night.
Yeah, I wasn't trolleyed. Roy wasn't, so was Hannah.
You didn't...
Well, I only offered to walk her home. She's the one that didn't want to go. So what could I do but let her keep it mine?
But your room is tiny.
Didn't he stop her? In fact, she said, I thought you'd never ask.
And?
Well, we had a great night, despite Roy. When she came back to mine, she fell asleep the minute she hit the pillow.
So what did you do?
Took her shoes off and slept on the sofa.
Aww.
What? I didn't want to wake up thinking the worst. Next thing you know, hashtagging me and all.
So nothing happened? Because she was inebriated. And what does she do in the morning?
Left. Early as. Gone. Knew she won't even answer her call.
And this little looker is a hedgehog?
Rex! Oh. Clearly this is a puppy with a big red Christmassy bow. Look!
So, not roadkill then.
And he always lives next to the one-eyed denim angel.
I still can't believe Freddy made that.
Well, he was very young at the time.
You're twins.
Yes, but I was always more mature. Anyway, we were at Grandma's and she had her sewing basket out. And Grandma said I could have some fabric to make a decoration for the tree. So then, of course, Freddy insisted on having some too and chose a couple of squares of denim.
If you promise not to say a word, I'll admit to you that I've just had the most enjoyable couple of hours in weeks.
Yeah, me too. Oh, honestly, Rex, you've been such a good friend. You've lifted my spirits right up. Thanks again for bringing the tree.
Hey, a bottle of wine, Christmas classics and tree decorating. Who'd have thunk it?
You know, Mum once told me that before we came along, she and Dad had this awful row one night while they were doing the tree, and she actually threw it at him.
Really? It looks in pretty good nick, considering.
Well, Dad being Dad, he spent ages trying to fix it. Even took it to some craft show in Little Croxley to get expert advice.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, I can see the cracks now. But they look like a pattern because of the filler thingy.
Mm. What I love about that story is she couldn't remember what they fought over. Just that something got broken and he fixed it. It'll be 8 years this January.
Come here. And don't complain if you find a pine needle in my jumper. That's two trips now, thanks to you.
Thanks, Rex.
I mean it, Jazzo. You can't keep chasing someone who's not interested. I mean, if she was interested, she'd have got back to you. You're so...
I know. Impossible, lazy, ridiculous.
No, I was going to say, you're just you, Jazzo. Unique. I mean, all the things that you said, but also the guy who gave up his bed for Hannah.
There's that in it.
You're special, Jazzo. And you deserve someone as impossible and lazy and special as you.
Maybe the only one that really understands me is already taken.
Of course not. But no one finds love by dwelling in the past. The right woman is out there for you. You've just got to believe it.
We make good time in the end.
So how was it? How was Freddy?
Oh, it was so good to see him. He missed you and...
Mum, I... Oh, gosh, I hope I haven't done the wrong thing. But I just wanted us to remember all the good Christmases and to remind us that there will be good ones again, too. But if you don't like it, I can take it down tonight, honestly.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Really, Mum?
It's us, Lily. You, me, Freddie, Dad. How could it be anything but utterly beautiful?
Well done, Lily.
I don't think I could have put it up with all that's going on. It's perfect. Freddie's one-eyed angel.
You've still got that.
I love you, Mum.
You know, when you were little, Dad would lift you up as high as he could because you wanted to be the star on top of the tree. You really are a star, Lily, for everything you're doing. You're my bright light. I love you.
Oh, I'll go.
No. It's the takeaway. I'll get it. I hope you're both hungry.
Well, look at that.
If you don't mind, could you stay and eat with Lily? I need to shower and lie down, and I don't want her to be alone at dinner or to worry. It's just a little overwhelming.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. And thanks for today. I love you too, Kenton.
Night, sis.
Oh, Jazza, what are you doing out here?
I've been pondering your words. I just need to be myself, Mare. Truth is, I like sitting down. I like eating pies and drinking beers.
Oh,
and...
don't say smoking, please.
How about...
vaping?
Aye. I'm not a runner either. The half marathon was just a pipe dream. No, even mine.
Smells like cherries.
Cherry surprise, actually. Point is, I'm back, Fallon. You've got nothing to concern yourself with because the real Jazza's back.
Was it bad? Is that why Mum's gone to bed?
Oh, no, your Mum's just tired, that's all. It's been a long day.
And Freddie?
Oh, I lost weight. Not loads, but noticeable. And he was quiet. But then he's still getting used to prison. No one can do that for him.
He's not getting bullied or picked on?
No, not that we noticed. And not that he told us. And aside from that, well, he was all right, all things considered. He missed you.
I miss him too. Oh, I forgot to call.
Russ?
Yes?
Lily, look at me, please. I'm sorry. What I did, I'm sorry for the pain it's caused you.
And Russ?
Why don't you go and call him while I dish up?
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure how to tell him. I might have to stay another week.
You won't have to, because I have found a replacement for Geraldine.
You have?
Mm-hmm. And he can start next week. He might need a day's handover if Elizabeth is still fluey, but otherwise, rest assured, you will be back at uni in no time.
Hey, hello. So before you stop listening...
You can't start it with, hey, hello. We're not in California. Okay, go Ro again.
All right. Hello, I'm Rohan Silver, and I'm an entrepreneur.
And I'm Kamal Ahmed, and I'm not. We are launching a new podcast. It is about entrepreneurs, and it's for everybody.
It's called The Disruptors, and it features the stories of founders, people who've started businesses, how they did what they did, and all the challenges and ups and downs they went through to get there.
Plenty of dark moments and plenty of inspirational stories told by the people who experienced them. Subscribe to The Disruptors on BBC Sounds.